begin discussing this topic when you stop breaking the law. And they stopped breaking the law, and we started trying to work on these regulations, and we'll keep trying. So everyone, I think, in this room needs to understand that this is a city council of goodwill with excellent staff and some great citizen advisors who are trying to find a way into some difficult topics. I'm always happy for Portland to be first. It seems like that happens more often than not. Bill de Blasio has been calling me about this issue rather than me calling him and say, how did you figure this out? And that is kind of normal, it seems to me. Portland usually does these things first and better, and I'm okay with that, even though I would like to be informed by what's happening around us. But I think it's important to remember that around us, either cities have tried to keep these new services entirely at bay, or they have utterly surrendered, as I believe all 24 jurisdictions around us have. And neither of those is acceptable, I think, again, in a new economic world and where we're trying to be responsible and support local businesses. Finally, one little piece of this that just keeps bubbling up, but it needs to be articulated, and that is we regulate these businesses for a reason or for a set of reasons, and they've been well expressed here today. But it's always important to remember, even though I sound a little pedantic when I say it, that driving an automobile is a privilege, not a right. That's why we have a license. You get licenses for privileges. You don't need a license for a right. There's no right to drive an automobile, as outrageous as that might sound in the United States of America, or at least in Texas. But it is not a right to drive an automobile. It is a privilege. And driving an automobile for pay is an even higher privilege. So regulation is completely appropriate, and I think the folks that are enamored of the power of the market always need to remember that in this debate or any other. I think we will find a way forward in this. We're not there yet. We're trying. I really appreciate the fact that we have tried some things. Government doesn't do this very often, and I want to commend Commissioner Novick again in the difficult environment here, trying some things, of innovating, of experimenting. Government doesn't do that often, but this is one of those cases where I think it makes sense to do that. And then get the data, get the conclusions, write the regulations, and give people some certainty about the future. I think we can do all that. I appreciate the good work so far. Look forward to the next phase of the discussion. Aye. Thank you all, and we're recessed till tomorrow at 2 p.m.